Welcome to the Trolling BA Show. I'm your host, Felicia Ann Rose, A New Ha, aka the trillest NBA you will ever know. And I'm here to help you survive and thrive in corporate America by giving you the truth and being as real as only I can be. Guys, guess who I have with me today? I am so freaking excited because, first of all, let me tell y'all something. I needed a vacation. I needed a break. I needed to recharge. I needed to just get my life together, make some major life decisions and moves. And so I called up my employment attorney slash sister girlfriend slash just, you know, the person who is the ultimate corporate warrior for us, attorney Anitra. And I was like, hey, girl, hey, you know how last year you gave us legal therapy? I'm gonna need you to give us some legal therapy while I go do some self-therapy. And she was like, I got you, bet. And so today, after listening to these 7 magnificent episodes this season and figuring out how to clarify myself, I got questions. So attorney Anitra, thank you for taking over the Trillin VA Show while I was gone. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me.
I got questions now because you dropped all these nuggets. And the thing that I really love is that you were so vulnerable about your own story and your process to get here. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Because it's not easy to tell the world. And I know sometimes it doesn't feel like the world because you're in your, you know, you're in your studio and your mic with your headphones on. And so you kind of, you know, you kind of feel like you're in a bubble. And that's how I'll be telling all my business too on this podcast. But I'm telling you, I have gotten so many messages and people really resonate with this process. And I think it's so important. So today, guys, we're going to talk with attorney Anitra about just all the nuggets. We're kind of just saying, think of this as the wrap-up episode of the series. And I want to chime in on all the things I've learned by listening to this series and how this series has blessed me personally, and share some of the, you know, nuggets that other people have told me they got. And we're just going to celebrate this new transformation that we're going on, that attorney Anitra has set the stage for us to partake in the feast of getting our whole lives, not just our career lives, but our whole lives, and having a great career because of it. So, attorney Anitra, my first question for you, and I know that you got some questions for me, but my first question for you is, what were you hoping that the ultimate impact of your series, what's the, like, I guess the thing that when you went into producing this, like, did you know you was about to tell all your business? Cause that's what I was always curious. I was like, oh, she's telling all business.
No. You know, I actually recorded, I think, almost all the episodes before I listened to them again. I'm just like, no, this is trash.
What?
I did. Like, yeah. So what actually was produced was probably like the third time of me doing the podcast. And the first time didn't really seem authentic. And I was really struggling to, you know, be attorney Anitra and give this legal advice. I was like, I felt like I've already done that. And honestly, at this point in my life, the legal part is easy.
For you.
For me. For me, I've been studying this for over a decade, practicing for 8 years. It's easy for me now. But the hard part from the very beginning of my career to even now, the hard part is the person.
Yeah.
And to answer your question, what I hope to accomplish was recognition. Can you recognize yourself and your story as it's playing out. I think a lot of times, especially for those of us who have advanced degrees, we've gone through a very specific ritual that gets our identity to now identify with this new people group. Mm-hmm. But what happens for a lot of us, especially women of color in this country, we go through this ritual, we now identify with this group, but yet we're still outsiders. But yet we don't totally belong in a world that we just came from. So we're kind of nomads for a moment. Ooh. And so I wanted to bring us back to a place of recognition that I don't have to identify with a particular group. I need to identify with myself. And that's where Clarify You came from. So when I re-recorded it, I was like, I had to lead by example here. And so I have to walk you off through all my business. That's why people act like, you know, I'm your best friend. Well, clearly, you know all my business.
Oh my God. I have so many emotions from what you just said because, you know, I recently got back from Indonesia and I've made some decisions for my life that I'm just gonna try, right? And my life isn't exactly how I want it to be. And, you know, you saying that we have to just recognize ourselves. And I've been on this journey of trying to figure out who the fuck I am and who I want to be when I grow up. And it has affected every aspect of my life, especially my career. And I'm just at this place where I really need to do the work to clarify, you know, myself and get back to myself and recognize my own humanity. And I think something that you've done that I hope, you know, as over time, as people continue to listen to this series, I hope what they get is that you can reclaim your humanity when you've been in spaces that have denied you your humanity.
Right. That part. Mm-hmm.
And I think that was the unlock that you gave me in this series, is that just because you're in spaces where some people don't recognize your humanity doesn't mean that you forget that you're human.
Yeah, that's so powerful. And it's so simple, but it's so easy to be disconnected from your humanity. Because in response to somebody denying you your humanity, what do? You become like superhuman.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You have to overcome. You have to
I can do it all.
Next level.
Yeah.
But what about the very basic needs that you have as a human being? We neglect those and we feel like we don't have the privilege, the luxury of saying that we even need that.
Yeah.
So true. But I have a question for you.
Oh, no. Okay. Now she about to put me in the hot seat. Okay.
Well, you talk about figuring out what you want to be when you grow up and reclaiming your humanity. Who were you? When did you veer off that path of understanding who you were and those dreams that you had as a child? Who was Felicia Ann Rose Enuha?
Oh, God. I was a character. I've always been a character. Like, I've always been a riot. A fun time. Like, my mom would look at me and be like, I don't know what I'm raising. I go back to my 6-year-old self. There's something about 6-year-old Felicia. I don't know why it's not 7-year-old Felicia or 5-year-old Felicia, but 6-year-old Felicia. And I think it was a very pivotal time because we had a change of, we moved from one house to another house across my little town. I grew up in Victoria, Texas. And I distinctly have like vivid memories of that time. It was also the age where my cousin, who was 12, my nuclear family was very small. My mom only had one sibling. And so the oldest son of my mom's brother, my uncle, he had passed away when I was 6 years old. So that was a very vivid tragedy in our family. And, you know, you never realize how those things affect you. You know, like you talked about your grandmother. And I just remember wanting to make my mom happy and like wanting to make her proud. And like, I think that's when that started when I was 6. And when I turned 6, that was also the time where I started gaining a lot of weight. So it's like, I just went poof. Like, and I was like, you know, I was like 185-pound 6-year-old, like, which is way overweight for a 6-year-old, right? And almost 200 pounds. even though I was taller, but it was still, you know, I just, and then that was the beginning of, I became a person who was just so desperately wanted to fit in and just be normal. But I was never normal because I was so overweight as a child and I was so smart, right? I was smarter than all the other kids and hell, I was smarter than a lot of the adults and and my mom. Yeah. And then my mom had me in the library all summer, you know, writing book reports that she made, right? Like giving me homework that like, I'm like, but you're not my teacher. I want to go outside and play. But she was. Yeah. And just the strictness that I grew up with. And so I recognized I was never given a choice of what you want to do. And there wasn't a choice. It was like, you're going to be a doctor. Just what it was. I mean, I knew at 6 years old, I just wanted to be rich. Like my occupation was rich. That's what I understood as a half Nigerian Capricorn. But I didn't know exactly how or what or when. I was just like, I'm going to have a gazillion dollars. That's just
period.
Period. But, you know, then started living my life for acceptance. And I think just now in the past, call it 6 months, I've started to realize like, I can't live like this anymore. I can't care what other people really think about me. That's their business. And, you know, I need to start thinking better of myself. But I mean, when I was 6 years old was the beginning of depression for me too. And I know it sounds weird. Like, what is a six-year-old depressed about? And child, I don't really know. Except for like, you know, I didn't have a father and I wanted a father. And I distinctly remember there was a daddy-daughter breakfast at school. And I was in first grade. I was in Miss Boone's class at Dudley Elementary. Those, again, very vivid memories. And my mom got my grandfather to go. But my grandfather was like an alcoholic. And so he was just kind of a little bit out of it at 8 o'clock in the morning or 7:30 in the morning. He was a functioning alcoholic, but alcoholic nonetheless.
Right.
And so I just remember being very upset that my father wasn't there. And, you know, you just, you know, over the years and unpacking all these things, I realized that all of these things shaped me to have a need to not be abandoned, to be wanted, and it shaped me feeling unwanted and not fitting in and all those things.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people go through that in different ways. And so with this series, we talk about, you know, clarifying you, like, what do you want? And I think for the first time in my life, I've really, you know, I've really made a choice of what I want and then made a choice to go after it. And yeah.
So brave. That's why I just honor you for the transparency and the vulnerability, that level of risk and transparency, you know, that's vulnerability. And what I hear you saying is that you started off life full of life, knowing that you were a ham. You could make people laugh. And it was really just about the world freely responding to your joy, to your humor. And then you began to experience a sense of loss. And once you experienced it the first time, you were also able to recognize loss everywhere around you. The father-daughter dance at school. I'm losing here, moving away. I've lost my childhood home. And then you look around, who do you have left? You have your mom. So it made sense that as she's teaching you and she's doing the best that she can as a single mother to set you up better, right? So you don't have to go through that. Your response to it is, let me hold on to this because I don't want to lose to her either.
Yeah. And so it just becomes, you know, how do I change myself? But in actuality, you should never change yourself because God made you the way he made you and gave you the gifts and talents and personality and all the package that he gave you so that you can impact the world just as you are. But nobody teaches us that.
Yeah. I mean, the Bible teaches it if you can get that far, right?
Right.
Get that far into it. And then you have the institutions of church that can be a little confusing to navigate.
Yeah.
At least I found when it comes to consistent application for progress.
Yeah.
You feel great. You get a lot of foundational lessons. But mm-hmm. I always had this distinct feeling of, yeah, but what's next? And I kind of need time to apply stuff. I'm always in church. And there was a season where that was great. Then there's another time, like, let me go out and do this stuff.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Yeah.
And I hear you also saying, you know, this desire to be normal and this journey that's lasted decades of trying to fit into this mold that you just don't fit into.
I don't. And I never will. And we're going to take a quick break because we got to pay some bills. Mm-hmm. But when we get back, I want to share how this series helped me be okay with not fitting in when we come back. Hey guys, I have to tell you, I just finished watching Attorney Anitra's masterclass. And when I tell you, I'm mad that I didn't know this stuff years ago. Like, game changer. Like, we're talking about how to document. We're talking about how the process of thinking through how to fight for your rights in the workplace. When I tell you, she breaks this down so well and gives you the framework and then tells you what you need to do to protect yourself and get your coins. When I tell you, for me, this is a game changer, and I am definitely going to be incorporating these principles and practices into how I coach people, especially people who are in a sticky situation. I mean, we're talking pips, we're talking can't get promoted, and this new term, quiet firing. Oh my God, how many of y'all know people who are being actively pushed out of their organizations, but on the low low? So like, they're taking projects away from you. They're, you know, murmurs about you. Like, people stop talking to you. They stop responding to your emails. When I tell you Attorney Anitra has the plan and the blueprint, this is it. So if you have not signed up for this masterclass, what are you waiting for? Like, get in there, get this knowledge, and then get your best possible outcome at work, which means get your money, okay? And don't let work work you. You work work. So boss up, get this information. The link to the masterclass is in the bio. It is worth every investment and time. And it's not long. It's short information, but it's to the point. And I'm telling you, do not wait. Go sign up for this masterclass. Take this masterclass right now. The link is in the show notes. Now, let's get back to the show. Hey guys, we are back. I am here today with Attorney Anitra, who is putting me in the hot seat at the moment. Before the break, I was sharing, telling y'all my business per usual. We're all friends here, right, world?
We are now. We better.
Right. And, you know, the thing that made me realize that I needed to stop worrying about fitting in was the episode you talked about legacy building. And I realized listening to that episode that I cannot build the legacy I want to build, or the thing that had always been inside of me from when I was 6 years old, that I can't build that company and I can't build that legacy if I continue to stay concerned with fitting in.
Yeah, that's so good. And I honor you again for that revelation and that transparency, because what we just did was your context. And that's what's so beautiful about this process, that as you go through it, it's multi-layered. it's not just one day I'm going to decide to do better. We have to understand ourselves to the point where we can see the path forward and we can make an informed choice. We're very big on having informed choices in the legal world. Is it really your choice if you don't have all the information that goes into making the decision? And that's what's so great. And what we just did was we walked you through your context and you were able to say, am I going to focus on fitting in, on being quote unquote normal, whatever that is?
Right.
And that's where legacy comes in. I went through this process. It's a beautiful acronym now, but I was just bouncing all around like some kind of pinball machine.
Right.
And, you know, I was able to put it into this process because I want so many people to go through it with less craziness than I did. Mm-hmm. And so I just love your story. So tell me more. What is this legacy that you see leaving?
So, you know, between listening to your podcast episodes and being in Indonesia, looking out at the Indian Ocean, you know, I realized that I have some gifts that I've been hiding. And I am actually becoming a stand-up comic. So I started doing stand-up comedy when I got back from Indonesia here in Houston. And I've been going to open mics for about 3 weeks. And I had my first show recently where I was on a flyer.
Y'all, you know, it's real when you get that little postcard size flyer.
Yes. And I was featured on the show. I was the first act up. I got a good 5 minutes and people laughed and people came out. And yeah, so I am going to work on transitioning career-wise from, you know, marketing, and I've been working in food, which the irony, so many ironies, like, nigga, you need to lose weight, but you're going to go work at these food companies. Like, what the fuck are you doing? like the last, it's like putting a crackhead in the crack house. It's like, why would you do that, Pookie? Get out. So, yeah, I'd be working to transition. But, you know, as an MBA, that check be good, good. And it's going to be a while. So I still have my full-time job. I'm still in corporate. I'm still fighting the good fight along with everybody, which has always been a part of this show that I'm in it with y'all. Like, I'm just a little bit ahead of most people that listen to this show. So I'm just sharing, you know, what I learned and how I fucked up so you won't fuck up like I did. Like, go make some new fuck ups. Come tell me about it. Let's all learn. Like, but you know, I'm all about like, let's play this game. Let's get this money. But I think now with clarifying myself with this framework, I've really realized that there's more. Mm-hmm. There's more than just these promotions and these companies. There's more to this. There's more to life. And that legacy, like, what do I want to leave? And it's, you know, I want to show the world that you can be a little Black girl from Victoria, Texas, with just some dreams, and you can go make it happen. And it doesn't matter what age you are. I mean, I'll be 45 in January, and life hasn't gone how I thought it would go. But that doesn't mean that I don't have the opportunity to continue to work to create the life that I want to have or I see for myself.
That is amazing.
Yeah. And at some point, I will find a Mr. Valentine. Of my own.
Come on, somebody. But that's such an important point. Let me just stop you there. And I've been doing this with my clients without even the acronym. And I have to realize, like, wait, I walk my clients through the same process I went through. Because the moment I can get them to see that life is bigger than them, they certainly conclude that life is bigger than their job that's currently hating on them.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Because my clients can get so stuck in things are not going well here and everything seems so life-shattering.
Yes.
It's just a moment in time. We can turn this around, have it work for you. You get paid to move on. But if I can get them to focus on, hold on, I have more to live for here.
Yes.
Now they start to hear the legal strategies. But before, life is in the way.
Yeah. And you know what? So I had a client. I probably shared this client with you, but like she was a newlywed and stuff was going bad at her job. And I'm like, girl, you got a whole husband and you're going to be worried about this stupid shit at your job? Girl, you focused on the wrong thing, girl.
And let me tell you, you did share that client with me. We have had couples therapy.
Yeah.
I had to bring in the mister to double down, and terrific support system her husband is. So that's really the work that we're in. I'm not saying that I'm always going to be pimping my husband out. I do, though. I love, baby, you need to talk to this person.
Right. Because here's what happens, guys. We get our identity so wrapped up in these jobs that we forget what's really important. And that's what I love about this framework. Cause like, man, and it was so funny because I was at my friend Tiffany Samuels. She's been on the show. I was in Atlanta at her house when I was getting ready to release the rest episode. And so we were listening to it because I always, you know, do my little QA stuff. Be like, Chris, send it back to Chris. I changed this, blah, blah, blah. But she was listening. And again, here's somebody who goes hard in the paint in her roles and in her jobs, right? And it's like, when she said, oh, wow, rest, she was like, I probably need to do that. And I was like, we all do, right? So, like I said earlier, off camera, when we were on the break, and you have so many nuggets in this process and in these episodes that you really have to listen to them a couple times to catch everything. You're like a sleeper agent. But what I really believe is that the person listening, what they need at that moment, that's the thing they're going to catch at that moment. And then they're going to go back and they're going to listen again, and they're going to be a little further along, and they're going to catch the next thing when they're ready for it. So I'm not going to cry.
Don't cry. You make me cry.
I thank you for your mind and the way that you have distilled this information and disseminated this information in such a human way that makes us recognize our humanity, that makes us realize we need to rest, that makes us realize that we need to get clear on what we want to do and how we want to leave a legacy, that, you know, really pushes us to frame our lives and then position career appropriately. Because I think the biggest thing I want people to take away from the Trill MBA show is that your career is a tool for your life, not that your career is your life.
Yes. Yes, that part.
And I think what you've done here is given us the blueprint for that.
Thank you for that. Thank you for encouraging me. I had a breakthrough this morning. That's actually, you know, this process of sharing this information has been so uncomfortable for me because I've spent years in the process. You know, it wasn't time for me to speak, but I was reading about the Queen of Sheba. I've always connected with that story. And you know, I was talking trash to my man, like, yeah, I'm going to be bringing you resources. You know what I'm saying? You're like, okay. But something happened. It clicked for me reading this story over and over again, doing a devotional, my little Bible app. And it mentions how she doesn't start to speak, doesn't record her speech in the scriptures until after she's so overwhelmed, her spirit faints within her, after she sees what God has done in Solomon's life. And it was as if in that moment, what she now said was going to mean something to the world. And I identified with that. Instead of assuming, like, because I've been quiet for so long, because I haven't shared, because I've been in the shadows, it means that maybe what I have to say now doesn't mean anything. What if instead, because I went through the process first, because it had to happen to me first, and I had to be humbled, I had to learn about myself. Now that I am able to come back and share it, it means something to the world. And that goes back to my own sense of legacy, right? What am I leaving behind? I wanted to leave behind wisdom. I wanted to leave behind the fact that people are so valuable. Whatever you believe, we are powerful. We're walking around able to think, create, innovate, multiply, whatever we are, wherever we came from, we are forces to be reckoned with. And there's no greater pain for me in my life to see people not realize that power.
Right.
If I've got something to say, something to add, an acronym, come on, somebody. An acronym can change a life. Let me get these headphones on, get these microphones on, get on this mic and just share my heart. And that's why I re-recorded the podcast a few times, because it really is about being vulnerable and being trill. Honestly, you just got to keep it real.
Listen, I only fucks with the trillest, and you already know you are, even though you probably don't curse like I do. I be feeling so bad sometimes because most of my friends are really in the word and know their Bible. And then I'm a bit of a heathen. But again, I'm different. I accept it. God knows my heart. I have a relationship with God, but I realize, and I think something that what you just said is that we all have to go through the test so we can have the testimony. And this is you giving us your testimony to help us. That truly is an act of love. And that is what God wants us to do. God wants us to love each other. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say this is a Christian-based podcast, because the way I cuss, I don't know how that happened.
Keeping it real.
But he's all over me and he's keeping me alive. Okay. So
his mercies renew every morning.
Let's not let my shenanigans fool anybody. We know whose we are and whom we are and who we belong to over here. And so if you listen to this podcast, just know you're going to get some ratchet. Ratchet, hey. Let's get ratchet. Let's get ratchet. But you also going to get some Jesus too.
You are.
But, I'm just really so grateful to you, because you did do the work and then you had this courage. And I'm glad you didn't let whatever fears, whatever the devil on your shoulder was trying to tell you, get in the way, because this work is going to live on beyond us. And it's going to impact so many people that we don't even know yet. We don't even know the lives that this information is going to touch. And so I'm really excited about that. But what I'm really more excited about that we're going to talk about after the break is our Clarify Town Hall. What? Oh, what? A town hall? We're going to have a town hall? Yes, people. So when we get back from the break, we're going to talk about the town hall. And the most important thing, that's the last segment of this show. And so we're going to get into that with Attorney Anitra. And we will be right back after we go pay these bills. Hey, Attorney Anitra.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. So I was thinking what we could do for our listeners is get together on a live and answer some of their questions about how to clarify them. What do you think about that?
I love that, because we've already been getting questions and it's how do we get the information to the people to hear it? But how do we get them to actually apply it?
I know. So what I was thinking is that we could, get a little URL and then have people register and they could come to a live.
I love
with
that.
Both of us. Yeah. So how's October 6th for you?
Let me check my calendar. Girl, I'm open. I'm wide open.
Let's do it. 8 p.m. Eastern?
8 p.m. Eastern. That means people on the West Coast have a chance to sign off work and just kind of sign on. You know what I'm saying?
Yep, because that'll be 5 o'clock their time. It'll be 7 o'clock Central, 6 in Mountain. It's all good. It's right after work. Grab you a glass of wine. Come hang out with me and Attorney Anitra. October 6th, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. Go to
clarify.live.
Clarify.live. It's that simple.
Register. We will send you that link. We're going to have a town hall. We want to hear your hearts. We want to hear your minds. We want to answer some questions.
Yeah. So if you had any clarifying questions to help you clarify you, come join us October 6th. 8 p.m. Go to clarify.live to register, And we look forward to just, you know, keeping it true.
Keeping it true and restoring peace. Can we get some
peace? Yes. And some rest.
Rest.
Yes. All right, we're going to get back to the show. All right, guys, we are back. And you probably heard the ad. Attorney Anitra and I are hosting a Clarify Town Hall. It will be October 6th at 8 p.m. You can go to clarify.live to register. I'm so excited about this, Anitra, because I don't think people really understand the magic of what you do when you work with your clients. And I do because I am one of your clients. And I think what's really beautiful about how you are able to break down the answer to the question. So like, you know, we'll be all emotional because it's our career and we're going through this thing. And now we had to get a lawyer and it just feels so overwhelming.
Yeah.
And the beautiful thing about what you do is you, first of all, your voice is so soothing. So it's like your temperament, your demeanor, and in your quiet confidence, which is so powerful, right? It just makes me realize like, oh, okay. And then you tell me, okay, girl, let me tell you what they're going to do. Here's what they're going to do this. They're going to say this. Now you can't react. And I need you to say this. And I need you to say that. And then I need you to write this email to your boss. And I need you to say this in the email. And then they're going to do this. But I got you. I was just like, in every step of the way, you knew exactly what they were going to do. And after the first time when they did exactly what you said they were going to do, I was like, oh, she know how this going to go. Okay. And then I was good. I was like, okay, girl, but just you tell me what I got to do.
And that's what my client said. I just had a client tell me like, yeah, that wasn't nearly as involved as I thought it was going to be for me. Like, I just answered a few of your questions. You came back like, all right, they're going to give you this amount of money.
Right. Isn't that great?
But that's what I love. I've said it a million times. I was going to quit. You were one of the first people to tell me over and over and over again, don't, you're not going to.
No, no, you can't quit. It's too many of us. We need you. We don't have legal minds that are working to problem solve in this space. You are rare. You are a legal mind who is also a creative, who also says, okay, what are the parameters of the law? And then how do I work in the gray to tell my client's story in a way that benefits them, which is what the other side is doing for the companies.
Absolutely.
But the companies have these narratives stacked, right?
Yeah. Oh, it's a playbook.
The companies have years in the game. And so the way that you come in and obliterate their playbook based on the reality of what's happening to us in these spaces.
That part. Yeah.
And I tell people all the time, I got a question from one of my friends who I absolutely love. I love that she's had a great time in corporate, but she's very polished. She's the type of person I've always been envious of because they can go in these corporate spaces and be around these folks and just fit in. They're just naturally polished, even though they come from humble beginnings like I do, but they just come with a different je ne sais quoi to them. And they got that thing and they're very likable. White people love them.
Yeah.
White people scared of me. I'm loud. I'm big. I'm black. I laugh loud. I'm boisterous. And I scare the white people. I know it. It's fine. And at this point, I don't care. Be scared. Because I'm tired of y'all. Because I've been scared of y'all. And yes. I had to clarify me.
Come on.
To learn that y'all be scared of me. And I'm not going to be scared of y'all no more. That's just where we at. But like my friend, she's just, again, petite little lady, very pretty, doesn't know how pretty she is, which I think is hilarious. And then, like, she's just super smart, highly educated. I mean, for God's sake, she went to Wharton for her MBA, right? So, like, beastly. And she just has had this storied career. They love her. So she's been elevated and she's, you know, recently transitioned to another company and they're going to love her there, right? She's going to do great. And when we talk And I tell her, like, yeah, you know, I just keep my attorney ready. These companies be on bullshit. So I just, you know, they be on bullshit. They fuck with me. They get this attorney Anitra smoke. That's just what's going to happen. And she was like, but how is it discrimination? And I'm like, here's the thing you need to understand. Because of society, because of slavery, because of how the systems are set up, just because somebody doesn't intend to be discriminatory or racist or sexist or bigoted in whatever way, just because that's not their intention, the thing is, they're allowing the system to do that to me as a protected class.
Yeah.
So let's not get it confused, because a lot of times people want to be like, well, I mean, didn't you just say everything is racist? And it's like, no, not everything is racist, but unfortunately, because of the construct and how we are, most things are rooted in some type of discrimination when you are somebody that looks like us. And what I hate is that we blur these lines and we try to say, well, that person's not racist. Well, the problem is that person doesn't have to be racist, and that person doesn't even have to be prejudiced. That person doesn't have to have intentions on harm for me to still experience harm.
Right. Absolutely.
So you got to understand the difference between the intention and the impact. You can have all the best intentions. In fact, the road to hell is paved with good intentions.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, when you're in these organizations and they've set up their recruiting processes in a certain way, they've set up their succession planning in a certain way, they've set up these systems in a way that in the root of it is discriminatory. Yeah. And so your boss, the fact that he don't want to fight for you or try to make change for you, that's a problem.
Right. And that's the power of the law and knowing it the way that I do, because I really have gotten away from even calling myself an employment discrimination attorney. I'm an employee needs attorney. And I can look at your 5 employee needs, the fact that you need pay, policies, partners, progress, and purpose. If you're not getting at least 3 of those needs, you're going to be looking for another job. It's something that's stopping you from really progressing. And so what I do is I can come in, take a look, see how many of your needs are being met and not met, dig a little deeper, add the law to see if there's just on its face something that we can hold them accountable for, and we keep it pushing. You don't have to be racist. You don't have to be sexist. You don't have to be a homophobe in order for me to hold the law against you and get this check.
Amen.
So we can resolve this matter. We don't have to do all the labeling and the discrimination according to the law. And that's why I created this whole system, Felicia, because I was getting these cases and at the core, I knew exactly what the person was trying to say. I knew what they experienced. They done cussed the person out.
Right.
They got so frustrated. And on the extreme end, people are killing people at work because they're so frustrated.
Yeah, that's scary.
It's really scary. Let's go ahead and rewind it back. I hear your story and we can address it. They have an opportunity to fix it. If they don't, I have another option for you.
And that's what I love, because the other lawyers that I've worked with or tried to work with in the past on situations, you know, it was all about, well, do you have a case and is this case worth any money? Mm-hmm. And that's not your MO. No. It's not about the money. We're on a bigger mission, guys. We want to see change. We want people's humanity recognized in these spaces. But the reason why, and what's so powerful about this Clarify You framework and what we're going to dig into in the town hall, is we have got to get people to see their own humanity first.
Yeah.
And that's the mission we're on. So my last question for you, Attorney Anitra, before we get out of here, what do you feel like the most important thing you want people to take away from your series, Legal Therapy?
Most important thing.
Yeah, that's such a great question. You know, the most important thing I want people to take away is that they matter and they're valuable. Without other people putting those labels on them, you don't have to wait for permission to be valued. you do that first for you. And that empowers you to qualify everything else in your life. I couldn't recognize the voice of my soulmate without the clarity about me. I couldn't qualify and recognize that it was time to grow my law practice and have this bigger vision until I was clear on me. This entire process has been about preparing me for the qualification process. We had a testimony from a listener who said, after listening to Clarify, she went home after an interview where she did not like those questions and she withdrew her name from consideration. That's the kind of transformation that I'm going after. So people can be empowered after listening to this to make those decisions about who's going to be connected and attached to them based on the clarity of themselves. I've done my job.
Woo! Listen, I am so honored to get to work with you. I feel like God was doing something that day. We met online.
Yeah, we did.
In a Facebook group that I don't even know. I don't even go in that Facebook group anymore. I don't even know what they're doing over there. But I was like, if that whole Facebook group happened just for this, amen, amen, amen. Mm-hmm. Listen, we're going to get out of here, but we want to see you guys October 6th, 8 p.m. Go to clarify.live to sign up to get the registration link. You'll be able to talk with us, ask us questions, and we're just going to dive a little bit deeper, you know, into this framework and talk about how you need to think through how you manage your life, yeah. But then the impact on your career in that process too. Mm-hmm. So
and it's free. It's free.
And
right?
It's free. Yeah.
It's totally free.
We're not even charging you. This is
we
crazy.
We just want to talk. We just want to have a heart to heart. We're going to bring some people up, maybe do a little clarify with them. Yes. Right.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. So it's going to be a good time. You're going to learn a lot. Even if you just lurk, you know, you don't have to ask questions. You come lurk and listen and learn. Hey, mm-hmm. Hey.
But we say, watch your emotions, listen and learn, be well.
Yes, be well.
Yes.
Oh, I love it. You're so good for these frameworks, girl. I love it.
No, listen, that's you. You be inspiring me. We're just...
All right, Attorney Anitra, thank you so much. We're going to get out of here. As always, guys, if you need some help or advice about a specific situation, you can always email me at ask@trillmba.com. I'm happy to either answer your question or connect you to the right person, like Attorney Anitra, if I don't have the answer. Again, that's ask@trillmba.com and send me your question or concern. Until next time, guys, I'll see you October 6th. And we will also be back next week with new episodes from me, Trillison BA. You'll ever know. And until then, keep it trill.
The Trillin' BA Show is a Fair World Corp. LLC production. Executive produced by Felicia and Rose Inuha. Sound design and editing by Chris Mann with Podshaper. Theme music is Kick Push by Ryan Little. Keep it trill every day, y'all.